This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Thursday, October 27, 2016. I'm Michael Longy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. According to ESPN's Mike Reese, running back Deion Lewis returned to practice Thursday for the first time since opening the regular season on the physically unable to perform list, which officially starts the 21-day clock that the team has to activate him to the 53-man roster. Lewis' 21-day clock ends on November 17th, which is 3 days before the team's road game against the San Francisco 49ers. The return to practice represents a sign of progress for Lewis, who initially tore his ACL on November 8th of last season. Lewis initially returned to the field in June, but then had a setback that led to follow-up surgery on the knee, but not specifically on his ACL, and he had to be placed on the physically unable to perform list. While it's still a long shot that Lewis could be activated for Sunday's game against the Bills, Reese reports that it's not out of the question for Lewis to return following New England's Week 9 bye. Although Tom Brady and Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger didn't get a chance to play against each other on Sunday due to Roethlisberger's knee injury, that didn't stop Big Ben from asking Brady for a favor. NFL Films captured a moment pregame when Brady and Roethlisberger met at midfield to chat. After exchanging pleasantries and saying they each wished they could face off against each other, Roethlisberger requested a jersey from Brady, saying, quote, "Hey, listen, I've never done this before, but I would love to get a jersey at some point. It would mean there's not many that I want. I'm going to put it in my office. You're the best, dude," end quote. Brady told Roethlisberger he would gladly oblige and give him one after the game. Brady had already exchanged jerseys with New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. when the two faced off in the fourth preseason game earlier this season. The Buffalo Bills have already begun their chatter surrounding Sunday's matchup at Ralph Wilson Stadium, telling the Patriots to stay away from their warm-up lines. When the two teams met in Foxborough in Week 4, Bills defensive backs Aaron Williams, Robert Blanton, and Nickel Roby Coleman were involved in a pregame scuffle with Patriots backup quarterback Jacoby Brissett and rookie receiver Malcolm Mitchell that was allegedly started when the Patriots rookies ran through the Bills' warm-up drills. All three Bills players were fined for the incident, while neither Patriots player received a fine. Late this Wednesday, Bills cornerback Stephon Gilmore said, of course, when they asked if they would retaliate again on Sunday. He explained, quote, "We're not going to let anybody push us around. We got to play smart. We know there are guys like to try to get under your skin and make you react a certain way," end quote. Roby Coleman offered similar sentiments and said that he had no issue with getting fined again if that happens, while Blanton called the act by the Patriots in Week 4, quote, "the ultimate disrespect," end quote. On a lighter note, Patriots players are taking to the team's official Snapchat page this week to announce their Halloween costumes for this year. Jimmy Garoppolo will be dressing as Benny the Jet Rodriguez from the movie The Sandlot, while Patrick Chung and his son will be dressed as Bowser and Mario, respectively. Some players are dressing as animals this year, with Rob Ninkovich deciding to be a monkey, and Nate Solder will team up with his wife and son to dress as the three bears from the story Goldilocks. Chris Long decided to dress as debate night sensation Ken Bone, while Nate Ebner and his girlfriend will be Wolverine and Mystique of Marvel Comics fame, and Geno Grissom is going as Jon Snow from the series Game of Thrones. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.